Yeah, you are right. Yeah, he was playing this technical control you have mentioned on behalf of IGAD, and due to his mediations, now the two warring factions will send representatives to Addis very soon. And as you have said, they will start the negotiation.
So when do you expect negotiations to begin?
That exactly, I don't know. But basically, they are being awaited. Hopefully, they will arrive very soon, either today, tonight, or tomorrow morning. But I'm not sure exactly what time they will arrive, but I know that they will be arriving and that they are being awaited here in Addis.
How soon do you think the regional leaders can come together to make sure these warring factions end the fighting in South Sudan?
Well, the regional leaders were playing exerting pressure. They have been playing a very constructive role earlier on, either in the form of the IGAD foreign ministers and the IGAD leaders as well. This would be also the extension of Zaka Karzai.
Is the Prime Minister happy so far about the progress made by IGAD to make sure that these two warring factions arrive in Ethiopia to begin the talks? Are you happy with the efforts?
Well, they will, definitely. It is the outcome of this long and tedious effort by the regional government. And definitely, it is an outcome of it, and there's something to celebrate and something to be enjoyed. But I think the bottom line will be the negotiations and the stoppage of the war and the dialogue and the lasting peace for Sudanese brothers and sisters.
What is the plan for the negotiations, and how long do you expect the negotiations to last?
Well, I don't have a detailed plans of the negotiations, but, well, definitely it will be based on the principles of holding up the principles of constitution and rule of law. Definitely will be with the objective of maintaining peace in the southern Sudanese, these regions where we have problems. Definitely in good faith, it will be for the Sudanese people and for the regional people as well.
Dina, what about the issue of refugees crossing the borders, including coming into Ethiopia? How are they being treated, and how is your government taking care of them?
Well, apart from the two proposals that were proposed by the leaders, like ceasefire in the peace negotiations, there are also concerns for the refugees and civilians. And as you have already said, the neighboring countries are also, some of them are taking out the nationals from the serious areas, like we have been taking out Ethiopian nationals from Malakal and other cities as well. And we have that. But however, both are going on in tandem. Both the diplomatic exercise and helping the plight of the civilians is going on.
What is Ethiopia's message to the warring factions in South Sudan?
Well, it is an IGAD's message. The same: stop the war, share, sort out your differences, build your country as a new nation, go forward with the rest of the international community.